These five-week-old kittens don't know how special they are.
Which one is which again?
This is Elsa. She's a little girl, and Vito's a little boy. So Elsa was born to Ivy, is her mom, and then Vito was born to Ebony.
The Cincinnati Zoo's Dr. Bill Swanson is like a proud papa, showing off the first animals conceived using a novel fast-freezing sperm technique called vitrification. Swanson, the director of animal research for CREW, or Center for Conservation of Research of Endangered Wildlife, explains the zoo harvested the semen, diluted it, let it sit for 5 minutes, and dropped it directly into liquid nitrogen. There it formed glass marbles.
And so you just basically put the pellets into the vial, you screw the top back on under the liquid nitrogen, and you can put this in the liquid nitrogen tank and store it for decades, hundreds of years, maybe.
Swanson says this cryopreservation technique is so simple, almost anyone can do it. Potentially, it can save zoo workers from having to go to remote locations to gather the semen themselves.
We work with a lot of endangered cats at the zoo and internationally. So we go to other countries and work with wild cat populations. And one of the challenges that we have is being able to recover semen from them and freeze it, whether we're at another zoo or we're working with a wild population. So this is a way that we can train other veterinarians or even wildlife biologists to cryopreserve semen for us without having a lot of expertise and a lot of equipment that they would have to acquire.
At the Cincinnati Zoo, frozen sperm were artificially inseminated into three female cats. All three got pregnant, and two of them carried the kittens to term. Jossie Johnson is a third-year veterinary student at Ohio State and recipient of the Procter & Gamble Wildlife Conservation Scholarship. She worked with Dr. Swanson on this project and wants to clarify any confusion people have when they wonder if the zoo is cloning cats. Johnson says no.
We're actually using real cats, real semen, and we're using this to preserve a species. Like, we're trying to narrow down this method and get it accurate with domestic cats as a model because we don't want to take advantage of these rare endangered species. Because another comment was that there's so many kittens in the world, why are we making new kittens and such? And they're already going to good adopted homes and they've already been selected. And we need to make sure that we have a good strategy and method before we apply these to non-domestic cats.
Swanson admits the formula might have to be tweaked a little when applied to wildlife species. He says methods never seem to work as well in wild cats as they do in domestic cats. He explains the purpose of using cryopreservation is to maximize the reproductive potential in endangered wildlife if they won't reproduce on their own.
We can preserve a lot of genetic diversity within a liquid nitrogen tank and then introduce it into that population as we need it in the population to maintain a genetically diverse species.
Student Jossie Johnson is still deciding if she wants to do research, but she will have something to remember her time by at the zoo, a kitten.
They're adorable. I mean, I'm a little biased, but, you know, to have a memoir of my research, I didn't want to forget about it, so I'm taking one home with me, actually. Vito's going to be mine, so I'm really excited about that.
Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.